All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Yeah, because they can't. They made a deal with the devil, and they can't go anywhere. That's it. What are they going to do? Get rid of Harbaugh? Admit that Michigan football is never going to be what they think it can be? No, there's no pressure on this guy. And for guys like Sully who want to say what should happen, hell, I'm guilty of it. The should is out the window, right? The horse is out of the barn. We're not living in a should world. If Mark D'Antonio doesn't win 9 games this year, he should walk away. But he won't. He'll stay there and become Bobby Bowden, and we'll go 6-6 every year. Look, we don't live in a world of shoulds. Think about the job you're at right now and how you should or shouldn't be treated or how your company should or shouldn't act. I mean, hell, I air my grievances about this company all the time. My whole point is simple. You can't live in a world of shoulds. So I just don't find what Paul Feinbaum says here to be overly compelling. I don't think Michigan fans have ever had national title as an expectation. That's the folly of it all. A fan base that talks as much as they do or wants to pretend they're so grandiose doesn't even have a standard. So no, Jim Harbaugh doesn't win a natty, it doesn't matter. Jim Harbaugh doesn't beat OSU. I mean, should it matter? Yes. Does it? Not really. He could lose to Ohio State. What are you going to do about it? Again, what are you going to do about it? You going to pull your donation? You going to cancel your tickets? What are you going to do? The answer is nothing. And you'll come back next year. You'll win another recruiting title. You'll enjoy a summer of hype and a trip to Cambodia. And then you'll come back and do it all over again and give us a million reasons why this year's the year. So I just don't think this is amazing, Sully. So if you want to make it amazing, step to the plate.
Well, what I hear when I listen to that audio, Feinbaum's essentially calling Michigan fans a bunch of bitches.
They are. Well, I've said that for years.
Well, that's your. I know you think that, yes.
They don't have Alabama's expectations.
What he's saying, though, is the fan base, and I understand what you're saying about what should happen versus what will happen. I get that. But that's not even what he's talking about. He's literally saying the fan base doesn't care. The fan base doesn't care if Michigan goes out this year and is just okay or if they're good. I fundamentally disagree with that. Because I do think the fan base cares. I've talked to too many, you know, if he wants to use that anecdotal piece of evidence of I've talked to Michigan fans, fine. I've talked to tons of Michigan fans, whether it be via, you know, my job here at this radio station or whether it be just with friends and people. I've talked to plenty of Michigan fans who are pissed, who are upset.
Yeah. Well, do the ones who sign the big checks, are they pissed? Do the people who own, look, I've used this comparison with Michigan State. Michigan State is a Mickey Mouse lemonade stand operation. It's a miracle that we ever were blessed with two coaches like Izzo and D'Antonio. The truth of the matter is the people who sign the big checks, the influencers, are soft because they're scared and they don't want to do what it takes to win and win at the highest levels. Meaning, football-wise, we need to do a lot of different stuff that we don't do, like pay our assistants more money, like put coaches on the hot seat. Like, look, D'Antonio's a legend, but there should be pressure this year. There absolutely should be pressure because you either want to be a have or a have not. And you don't get 5 or 7 years of falling off. It can happen in 3. So Mark either has a big year this year. See, this is the whole point. Michigan State's big boosters should have demanded firings after 2016, should have demanded heads, blood in the streets. Doesn't happen. A real AD would have demanded it. Doesn't happen. It's the same thing in Michigan. Their big boosters should be demanding you beat Ohio State this year or we're pulling all our money.
Should be demanding to win the Big Ten.
I'm just making a point to you. I'm speaking in language these people can understand.
And yes, Ohio State might come with that in terms of winning the Big Ten. But the expectation, I mean, come on, guys. This is year 5. Year five, we're talking about.
Okay. Just trying to explain it to you.
I know. I get what you're saying about how people are
just. People who buy those suites.
Yeah.
If you lose to OSU, they're not giving those suites up.
I don't subscribe to that at all because I think there needs to be some expectation. There needs to be some people being pissed off that Michigan still has not gotten anything done and that Harbaugh. I mean, how much time are we going to give him? How much time are we going to continue to give Harbaugh if we keep rinse, wash,
forever.
Repeat this?
Forever.
I mean, I can totally see right now. It's been 7 years.
You know, right.
That's just right around the corner, too.
Oh, Roberto will never change. I don't know. I'm sure there's a music equivalent to this. But it's almost like someone remaining a star, even though they haven't had a hit in 20 years. You know, I don't know. Looking at you, Prince.
Every August, this is like Groundhog Day.
It is, and I'm tired of it.
Pain.
Oh, I mean, I've been doing radio in this town for 15 years. It ain't any different.
Here's the thing.
Basically, I came to town, and they stopped winning the Big Ten.
Yeah, they did. You're exactly right about that. So maybe you should leave town. Like, no, I'm just joking.
Honestly, the way things are going at this place, it wouldn't be far from the truth.
Stop. But Sully, you're right. Expectations for me as a fan, Big Ten title, get to Indianapolis, win the Big Ten title, and get to the college football playoff. That's what my expectations is. But sadly, that isn't all Michigan fans. After 62-39, we don't even need 5 years of Harbaugh. We don't need year three of Harbaugh. Just after last year's Ohio State debacle, you should have heard noise from boosters. You should have. Stephen Ross, there was no noise. There was no noise from any of the big boosters for Michigan because they only care about being relevant. They only care about what bowl game are you going to? Where can we get the biggest money for the fan base to go to? Because that's what we care about. They don't care about
wins. Can I add something
wins.
To your point too, David? Because I think you're making a good point. Think about how bad that loss to OSU was.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got bombed in your bowl game.
Exactly.
To an awful Florida team.
Exactly. You should hear somebody upset and angry and say, no, you need to fix this now. And all they did was go out. They got Gaddis, but he's never called plays before. Go out and make a bold move to fix things. They didn't go out. You know why? Because there's no pressure on them. They can do whatever they want to do. Harbaugh, I guarantee you, is still going to be calling plays in the big moments for the offense. That, to me, they don't care. They absolutely don't care. But I'm upset. But it almost to the point to where, why do I need to be upset anymore? Because they're not going to make any changes. So just forget about it.
248-539-9797. And what David said right there, I echo. It's part of the reason where I'm at with Michigan State. You know, when they didn't get rid of anybody in 16, when Mark was allowed to wrap his arms around his entire staff again and no one lost their job, it showed that there's no one minding the store. It showed that D'Antonio can do whatever he wants with impunity. And look, it won't matter what happens this year. I'm just telling you how I feel as a fan that, look, I love Mark, but anything short of 9-3 this year and a bounce back year, he should walk away. He should walk away with grace, walk away as the all-time wins leader, and Michigan State should burn it to the ground and start all over. I'm not into the Bobby Bowden the late years. I'm not into Howard Schnellenberger the late years. That doesn't do anything for me.
But see, I think Michigan fans can resonate with that. What you just said about when you hit your breaking point with Michigan State, guess what? I think that Michigan fans, if they want to call in right now and be honest about it, that if they haven't hit their breaking point already, they can admit to themselves it's not too far away. That if Michigan fans will eventually hit a breaking point like that, if this keeps rinse, wash, repeat.
248-539-9797. We get to your phone calls next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.